From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the characters who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. In 1948, after her solo pottery show at the San Francisco Legion of Honor was a huge success, Edith Heath founded Heath Ceramics on the waterfront in Sausalito. She was a talented ceramicist with a great respect for the craft and the materials and a very strong point of view on the product that she and her company would make. Simple good things for good people. My guest on today's field trip is Sausalito entrepreneur Robin Petravich, who with his partner Kathy Bailey bought the company about 10 years ago and has since more than quadrupled the production while continuing the traditions set back in 1948. Those included sustaining local manufacturing, creating high-quality, well-designed products, maintaining a fair and responsible workplace for the employees, and reducing the environmental impact. Heath Ceramics is one of the few remaining mid-century potteries still in existence today. If you've ever seen the company's products, you'll recognize them as a mixture of industrial production and art. And today, over 60 years later, Heath Ceramics is considered among the most enduring examples of mid-century design. It's found in restaurants, homes, and museums worldwide, and the name is synonymous with simple, functional, and thoughtfully designed tableware and tile. Many of Edith's original pieces are in the permanent collections of museums. Kathy Bailey is the design director with the creative vision, and Robin Petravich is managing director who oversees the manufacturing and the business development, and develop it has with outlets in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Let's find out more about this iconic local company. Please welcome to the field trip Heath Ceramics managing director, Robin Petravich. Welcome, Robin.
Thanks, Michelle. Nice to meet you.
Thanks. Same here. Well, first, congratulations to you and Kathy for so successfully continuing the legacy of Edith Heath.
Thank you for that. You know, last year, 2013, was our 10-year anniversary of being involved in the company, and it's been 10 years since last August that we first bought the business, and it's been a really interesting 10 years.
Well, tell me a bit about both of your backgrounds and how you came to buy the business and why you thought that you might be a success with Heath.
Well, both of our backgrounds were in product design. As you mentioned, Kathy's the creative director, and her background is more of an industrial designer. I was working as a product engineer. We spent a lot of time working together in various kind of products, from consumer electronics to sporting goods. And kind of all over the map as consultants. And I think that with Heath, we were really enamored by what we found as a company, where all the products were developed and made under one roof, and also half a mile from where we lived. And as a designer, that was kind of a dream for us to be able to have control over not only the idea, but the follow-through to actual production. So you're able to really kind of complete that vision that had become so difficult when products might be designed in one country and manufactured in a factory in another country, that really had tended to get lost. And as designers, it was really quite frustrating. So this was a really opportunity to kind of execute on a dream in some way.
How many employees do you have at the factory in Sausalito actually making the product?
At the factory in Sausalito, we've got, it's a little more complicated than that. We've got a lot of, retail stores right now. So we've got 160 employees total. We've got about 70 employees in production making dinnerware in Sausalito. And at our new factory making tile in San Francisco, we have about 20 employees involved in production over there.
Well, the colors of the tableware and the tiles are very beautiful. I've always liked them. Very nostalgic. And you've updated them somewhat, right?
Yeah, we have. You know, the thing that really drew us to Heath on top of, you know, the way they did their design and their production was also just the design of the product. It was just, it was good. You know, a good product is something that is quiet. You can't really tell when it was made. You can't tell what era it came from. It just always is good. You know, there's that natural sort of effortless beauty to it. And a lot of the Heath glazes that we make and shapes too are, you know, date back many, many decades. But they're classic, so they still feel good today. They're not trendy. And we've been able to sort of add to that line as well with other glazes that we also feel are going to be able to withstand the test of time over many, many decades. You know, one thing we feel is that when we introduce a new glaze or new product, that it should last. It's not about this year, and it's not going to be available for you next year. It's going to be something that is, you know, if you want to invest in a set of dinnerware, we want you to be able to keep adding to it or replacing pieces for many decades to come. And that's, I think, a unique philosophy.
It sure is. I was at a dinner party recently at a beautiful home, an Eichler home over in Terra Linda, and the hostess had a set of the dishware that she's had for 30 years, and it was absolutely beautiful, as timeless as you say. Now, tell me, what is a glaze?
Well, a glaze is, you know, the plate, a dinner plate itself is made out of clay, and then the glaze is a version of that clay. It's a mix of water and clays, and then various natural oxide and minerals are added to that mix in order to produce the not only the color but the surface finish and the depth and texture of the material as it fuses into a glass and fuses to the clay body. So glaze is really it's a glass that bonds with the clay body of the actual plate.
And where's the clay come from?
Most of the clay that we use, we have a white clay body and a brown clay body. The brown clay body is the original one, and it's the one that we use most in our dinnerware, and most of our iconic colors come from that. That clay itself comes from a clay pit in Lincoln, California, and that's where it's been coming from for pretty much since the beginning. It was a clay body that was developed specifically by Edith Heath for the functional qualities that it would give, and functional and aesthetic qualities that it would give to the pottery that she wanted to make. So it's California clay. You know, we're a California company. We make California product. We make it from California dirt, basically.
So you're in the dirt business.
Yeah. We transform dirt into beautiful functional objects.
You certainly
and,
do.
Yeah.
What made you feel the time was right for expansion? You're in the Ferry Building in San Francisco, right? And you've got a showroom in Los Angeles now?
Yeah, we've got, we have the original showroom here in at the factory, the original dinnerware factory here in Sausalito, and that's a fantastic place that has the history and the heritage. And then we opened up a showroom in Los Angeles in 2005 on Beverly Boulevard to make that connection with Southern California, and then we've got a small 500-square-foot, what we call the marketplace, in the Ferry Building, and then we've got a large showroom at our new factory, our tile factory in San Francisco over on 18th Street in the Mission District. So what's really great is that you know, while all these showrooms are tied together with the product and the story, they all have their own unique personalities. And in a lot of ways, they're all about the product that we make and the connection that we have to the Bay Area.
Well, it's a distinctly California-looking product, I feel. When I see it, it somehow gives me a nostalgic feeling about California. So I guess you could say business is good, right?
Business is great. You know, I think that we do have all those loyal customers, like your friend you had dinner with the other night, who's had our dinnerware for 30 years, and then we have more and more new customers, you know, that we brought in from the Bay Area. And the Ferry Building, you know, opening that showroom was really about being able to extend, you know, and communicate what we do to all the visitors that come to San Francisco, because it's such a fantastic place to, you know, if you're visiting the Bay Area, it's a great building to come to get a feel for what the Bay Area is about, with its culture of food and design and all those wonderful things right there on the Bay.
That was a good move. Has it been a hit for you?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, it's January now, and we just got through the holiday season, you know, a time that really surprises us and with how busy we are. And so it's been really good, as of all the other locations.
Well, in addition to Heath products, which you manufacture, you also carry other design items from other companies. Tell me about that side of the business.
Well, that really came out of the business that we have with wedding registries. And a lot of people do register with us and always have. Those are the people I often meet in the store that say, my first set of Heathwear came 40 years ago when I registered, and I still have it. And well, now we have the daughters and granddaughters of those customers who are registering with us as well. But we found that when they registered for dinnerware with us, they still needed to go elsewhere to register for the other items that usually go with that, the flatware, the glassware, the linens, all those things. So we decided to start bringing those in and really kind of build a tabletop around our dinnerware. So that's where that came from, and it's wonderful to be able to support other small-scale manufacturers that are really focused on craft and quality and design. And oftentimes, we might be the only vendor for somebody that is doing small-scale production, and sometimes it's not even their full-time job, but they're really passionate about making certain things. We have one guy that makes pepper mills in his off hours, and we're the only vendor for that. So it's great to be able to connect with those kinds of people as well.
So it's artisans, really, that you're talking about.
Yeah, definitely artisans. A lot of these are sort of single person operations.
So before I forget, I wanted to ask you one thing about the longevity of the dinnerware. Is it something inherent in the production that makes the dishware strong and last a long time? Because, people keeping this stuff for 30 and 40 years, it's unusual. If you buy at Target, it probably won't last you 30 years.
No, I mean, if the quality really comes from, a lot of the quality really comes from the material. It's a stoneware clay body. You can feel it in the weight. If you pick up a Heath plate and another plate that you might find, you're going to feel that difference just when you pick it up. And that really does transfer to the quality and durability and the lasting quality of the piece. So it starts with the material, extends to the manufacturer, and it's great to be able to make something that is not going to be thrown away.
Well, I know that a lot of the people that I've spoken to at the factory know a lot about the product. This is not a place where you go and you ask a question that isn't answered. The people who are working for you really seem to be steeped in this stuff, and they really seem to have a genuine love for it. Heath Ceramics is located at 400 Gate 5 Road in Sausalito. They operate 7 days a week. They have a beautifully designed website, heathceramics.com. They have tours of the factory, which in fact I think was built in the 1950s, and those tours are offered on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. You can find out more information about them at their beautiful website. And Robin, continued success to you and Kathy and everyone at Heath Ceramics, and thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Thanks very much, Mitchell. It's been my pleasure.
That's Robin Petravich, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on cable channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.